This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Several people are dead after a small plane crashed into a Florida mobile home park last night.
Clearwater, Florida Fire Chief Scott Ellers says they raced to the scene of a fiery explosion at the Bayside Waters mobile home park Thursday night, arriving just ahead of responders from the St. Petersburg Clearwater Airport.
The tower over there was able to get a radio transmission from the pilot that he was having a mayday, 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 and the aircraft went off radar.
The Federal Aviation Administration reports that the pilot of the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza V-35 reported an engine failure shortly before the aircraft went down.
I can confirm that we have several fatalities, both from the aircraft and within the mobile home.
Ellers says the FAA and NTSB will be involved in the crash investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
Tesla is recalling nearly all of the vehicles it has sold in the U.S., because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small. We'll get the January jobs report this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
Economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe that January's job report will show that employers added a solid 177,000 jobs and that the unemployment rate came in at 3.8%. That would mark two straight years of unemployment below 4%, the longest such streak since the 1960s. Donna Warder, Washington.
The West Coast is wrestling with back-to-back storms. They've already seen heavy rain, flooding, snow in the mountains, and more bad weather's expected on Sunday. Sweden is investigating a dangerous object it says was found at the Israeli embassy in Stockholm as possible terrorism. Media in Sweden say it was a hand grenade. Today, President Biden will be at the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware as the remains of three service members killed in that drone attack in Jordan return home. This is AP News. Now to the newest version of the COVID vaccine.
A new study has been released on the effectiveness of the latest version of the coronavirus vaccine. The study involves 9,000 people who got tested at CVS and Walgreens pharmacies, and the vaccine was 54% effective at preventing symptomatic infection in adults. The CDC recommends the new shots for everyone 6 months and older, but most people haven't gotten them. The CDC says only about 22% of adults got the shot, 11% of children. The researchers say because of that, it took longer to gather enough data to assess how well the shots work. Studies coming out later this year will assess how effective the shot was at preventing symptoms severe enough to send people to doctor's offices or the hospital. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than 1,600 people have been killed in Haiti from October to December of last year. That from the UN. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.